Money FM 89.3, Best of Breakfast. The Bigger Picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, a lot's playing out in the markets right now. You have concerns around the debt ceiling, more jitters around the US banking sector, and a lot of speculation about where rates are going when it comes to the Federal Reserve. Now, let's unpack it with Jeremy Tan. He is the CEO of Tiger Fund Management. Morning, Jeremy. How's your Friday going so far?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
Yeah, we've been going through quite a bit of a week when it comes to markets. Actually, not a lot happening when it comes to the numbers or at least the conviction behind the direction. It's been quite narrow in terms of the trading range. So give us an overview first. What's your sense of how things are playing out right now in terms of sentiment?
I think right now, sentiment definitely is towards the weaker front, I think, with overall Asian markets. However, you've seen that global markets still carrying on that rally. I think partially mainly because there has been a change in tone by the Federal Reserve towards that dovish front. I think with the recent omission with the sentence saying that additional policy firming may be appropriate. I think the ongoing banking crisis in the U.S. and the Fed having to deal with the balance of the risk of a hard landing, I think it appears that right now Fed Fund futures are actually pricing in that there'll be a pause in rates as soon as July, and there will be possibly aggressive rate cuts in the second half.
Yeah, so that's interesting to talk about what's happening in the second half of the year. So you've got some markets or participants saying that we might see rate cuts down the road because partly the data is showing some encouraging signs. The inflation data in the past few days showing some signs of moderation. But so far, the Fed doesn't seem to be convinced enough. What's your take on where rates will go? Are we really going to see a rate cut based on what some are expecting?
Well, if you look at the overall Fed Fund futures, I think second half, they are actually pricing aggressive rate cuts. But I think we belong to the camp of a higher for longer, because right now we are seeing that the inflation numbers are coming off, but not to the extent that what the Fed actually wants on their long run. And labor data, I think, still remains quite stable. I think we have seen this week CPI easing to 4.9% for April, and new jobless claims, I think, have actually jumped to 264,000. I think we will want to see that CPI number, especially on the core front, falling further, and also more deterioration on the job data.
Now, do you get a sense that the rates staying higher for longer might hurt the economy to some extent, even more than what we were bracing for? We are seeing headlines around layoffs, and even the banking sector was hit by how high rates are.
Yes, I think right now, definitely, this is what the Fed is trying to engineer, higher, basically slower economy with more job cuts, deterioration in the job numbers. So I think this is still within the playbook that what the Fed really wants to see CPI really coming off to their 2% targets. So I think for the rest of the year, we continue to belong in the higher for longer camp.
Yeah. So Jeremy, we saw the Bank of England yesterday hiking by 25 basis points. I think the commentary was even more interesting because earlier, not too long ago, a few months ago, they talked about a recession for the UK. Now the case for the UK has changed. They don't see a recession anymore. Has the picture improved? And I think they cited the moderation in commodity prices as one factor.
Well, I think right now, I think for Europe, we have seen better than expected recovery from previously. I think last year there was a lot of talks that UK will actually sink into a recession. I think partially, that has been stabilized with the new government with Rishi Sunak as the PM. And I think furthermore, I think with the energy crisis right now being less of a concern, with energy prices starting to fall, I think that has put a better picture on the CPI front for England as well.
All right. Well, in conversation with Jeremy Tan, he is the CEO of Tiger Fund Management. Now, let's dive back into that banking sector jitters that are continuing to play out. We've got First Republic Bank being acquired not too long ago by JP Morgan. But now we've got PacWest in focus. Overnight, it was down 22%. And it said depositors left by to the tune of 9.5%. Deposits are down by 9.5%. Is there any sign of this ending?
Well, I think if you look at the first part of the banking crisis, the initial part of the banking crisis was really due to the loss of confidence, bank outflows as a result of the interest rate risk that arose from the mismatch of the bank's assets and liabilities. I think the second part of the banking crisis will spread to become credit risk one. Already you have seen commercial real estate that actually forms a large part of regional banks' assets that is coming down under pressures of high interest rates. And especially right now, SME banks in the U.S. actually hold a large majority of about 80% of outstanding commercial debt. I think the high vacancy rate after the pandemic, we have seen habits such as work in office and retail, they have not actually reverted back to normality. And as a result, I think if this interest rate continues to stay higher for longer, I think there could be more pressures for the commercial real estate sector in the U.S., and that will transcend into a continual loss of confidence and more bank run. And we have seen that last time with PacWest reporting 9.5% fall in deposits. I think there could be a lot more consolidation of the banking sector if that were to follow.
Yeah, talking about loss of confidence, you've got the U.S. debt ceiling saga playing out again. I think you've seen this movie play out a lot of times, Jeremy. What can we expect as market reactions go when it comes to these sort of things, and what should investors be doing as we see all these headlines play out?
Well, if you look at history, I think this has been playing out over the last 40 years. I think the best case scenario or the base case scenario for us would be that at the last minute hour, the government, the split government will come to an agreement that the debt ceiling will be raised, and that will raise above the 31.4 trillion limit, and that will avert the government from running out of money. However, that right now the government is pretty much split in contention whether the debt ceiling crisis should be debt ceiling will be raised with conditions to spending cuts or even a temporary debt ceiling increase. However, I think right now our base case is that final hour the agreement will be actually reached, and that will actually prevent a slowdown, prevent basically a U.S. Default. So I think right now the U.S. government could not actually face any more problems right now. I think already interest rate environment is actually very high. I think the last thing they will want is for the U.S. debt woes to be added with additional sovereign credit risk rising. So what investors can do right now, I think, is to really stick to the base case scenario. I think as with history, the debt ceiling crisis will be averted on the last minute hour.
Okay, so in terms of asset allocation, where are you looking to?
Sure, in terms of the overall asset allocation right now, I think with interest rate expected to come off in global markets, I think global central banks are starting to loosen slightly in the second half. I think we should start to actually redeploy some of our cash away from risky assets and back into risky assets. And I think we should continue to focus on quality and value in terms of our global stock asset allocation. I think we should focus on our company with strong moats. And time and again, we have seen that companies with strong moats continue to be able to withstand the systemic risks from the overall economy. Already you have seen the S&P 500, the top five contributor this year, actually accounted for majority of the S&P 500 year-to-date's return. And in the Asian markets, I think we continue to want to find uncorrelated source of return, especially looking out for beneficiary out of that China reopening. We have seen, in Singapore, tourism industry really recovering this year, with tourism really set to double year-on-year.
All right, that's a great overview from Jeremy Tan. He is the CEO of Tiger Fund Management. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Jeremy, and have a great weekend in advance.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.